and welcome to Coffee and Pearls, 15 minutes of wisdom for Catholic moms. I'm Sterling Jaquith, and the good news is I'm back after an unexpected break. The bad news is I disappeared because we found out that we are pregnant. So you can imagine how I'm feeling right now. You know, I was telling you guys I was not losing weight. I was working so hard and I wasn't losing weight. And I went and they worked up my thyroid. And that was fine. And anyway, they kept running tests. And eventually they called me and she said, "Darling," she was real cute, "Darling, I know this is not good news for you, but I need you to take a pregnancy test." And I was like, "No, what are you talking about?" Because I had had two periods, which is a long story. I guess they weren't. So I just, you know, I'll explain a little bit for those of you who are paranoid about getting pregnant when you don't want to. So I got a temp drop, right, which is a bracelet that you wear that takes your temperature overnight. And I really like it, actually. And it syncs up to an app called Kindara, which you then, it doesn't sync up. I'm sorry. You have to put your temperatures in that and then that kind of charts it. And so my husband and I had been abstinent for 8 months, right? Like I'm pretty surprised we maintained married status after that. And of course, as Catholics, you know, it's never that we're going to get divorced, but there's a lot of yuckiness you can dive into before divorce is even on the table, right? So we never talk about getting divorced, but you can have a pretty dark, unhappy, yucky marriage. And after a year of, well, just the last year that we went through, it was pretty bad. And yeah, we go see a marriage counselor and she's great and I love her and she's helped us communicate a lot better, but a sexless marriage is really hard to work on, especially when one spouse is in bed. So it had been 8 months. I want to say I was like 6 or 7 weeks postpartum. I don't know how postpartum I was. So we'd been using the app. Was more than 6 weeks postpartum because I got my cycle back. So, you know, normally you can't have sex for 6 weeks after you have a baby. Then we had to wait to figure out where I was in my cycle. And then the app said, "This is your peak day." Like it blinked and it told me, "This is your peak day." So we waited 5 days, which is extremely conservative. 5 days after that. And we were still unsure. We were like, "Oh, I don't know." But on that day, 5 days later, P plus five, I was spotting. And I was like, "Look, there's no way. I'm either not ovulating or it's irregular or I'm about to have my period or something." And so we had sex one time and got pregnant. Now, for those of you that are thinking, "I don't want that to happen," the purest way to do it is when your cycle comes back, you should wait for 3 months and have 3 months worth of cycles before you have sex. We should have done that, right? We should have racked up 3 more months of abstinence. And I guess that's just the answer. And it's pretty heartbreaking. We're pretty upset. Feels a little unfair. I feel like I'm having less sex than everybody on the planet and I just still get pregnant. That just feels a little unfair. These babies will be 1 year apart. This new baby has almost the exact same due date as the last one, and the last one came a week early, so they'll probably be exactly 12 months apart. And to be honest, you know, it doesn't really bother me to have another baby. You know, I like all the kids that we have, and we have pretty good systems down, actually. So adding another person to our family is not hard, but obviously I'm already having trouble walking, and I'm already having trouble picking up my children. And that's just been the hardest part. Like, I feel like the kids have just been robbed of their mom for so long that to just think that that's going to happen again is pretty heartbreaking. And, you know, I'm obviously in the middle of the goals course where I'm teaching women to have peace in the storm. And I guess God is just saying, "Are you going to have peace in this storm? Because this is the last thing that you wanted. And you told me you'd do anything, but you didn't tell me you'd do this. And are you willing to do this for me?" And I think that that just has to be the takeaway from pain and suffering and crisis and unexpected things popping up, is that you either believe in the whole thing, the whole gig, the whole eternity, heaven, sainthood thing, or you don't. And it really doesn't matter what's happening around us, because God says that we can have peace in any moment and we don't need to know the future. And in fact, if we knew the future, we'd probably be pretty upset. Like, if I knew this was coming, I would have been more upset, actually. And so I'm really just forcing myself to have that conversation in my brain all the time. You know, having peace does not mean that you read a Catholic book and that now you know who Jesus is and you're fine and you don't have to work at it. I've written books about having peace and I still have to work really hard at it. And I lose it throughout the day. But I think the important thing that we have to do is to have phrases or systems to bring ourselves back to those moments of peace. You know, one of the things I keep telling myself is, hey, this isn't cancer. I'm not going to die. So what if I can't walk for 6 months and my kids are just fine, right? They live an actually wonderful life. And so they may not get an A+ mom for one more year, but they get a whole nother person added to their crew. And I'm going to be okay. And so I have one more year to reset my Babyland clock. But I'm going to be okay. My husband mostly works from home. We have plenty of space in our house. Yes, we do need a different car, and that's kind of a bummer. But it's going to be okay. And I don't want you to listen to this and think, oh, Sterling has so much pain, and I'm upset because, I don't know, something silly is happening in your life, but it feels painful to you. Pain is pain, you guys. Whatever you're going through that feels painful, remember, right? Like, whatever your expectations are, when something doesn't meet your expectation, the gap between those two things is suffering. So it's like even when you order something from a restaurant and you think it's going to be fabulous and it's just okay, there's a little bit of suffering that happens right there. Oh, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And then sometimes you think 2019 is going to be your baby-free year and you're going to fix your body, and then it isn't. And there's some suffering there because it just wasn't what I expected. But just because this sounds sensational, and of course surprise pregnancies always sound very sensational, it doesn't mean that this hurts any less than what you're going through right now. Maybe you're struggling to meal plan for your family. Maybe, you know, you're passing ships in the night with your husband. Maybe you've got a 2-year-old that's just biting right now. And you're like, how do I deal with that? I didn't think I'd have a kid who was a biter. That's always surprising when you get one. You know, that feels really yucky to you because it's not what you thought life was going to be like. And just because that's less sensational does not mean that your pain is any less than my pain. And it doesn't mean that either of us have a better or worse shot at the peace thing, right? We all have the ability to have peace in every moment. And in fact, if I had to sum up what I think your path to sainthood is, I think it's just that one thing, which is learning how to have peace in every single moment. And every time you blow it, just getting right back to it. And if we made our entire lives about that, I think by the end of it, you would be a saint. I saw a quote from Mother Angelica. I love her. She's awesome. And she said something like, hey, I know this is hard, but it was hard for him too. So I've been holding on to that also. I think one of the most challenging things for me after just the strain this puts on my marriage and not getting to be there for my kids is my work a little bit too. I feel like my work has been really spotty and inconsistent for 4 years because I've been having babies and that whole time. And I keep getting pregnant and I keep thinking, oh, I want to be a consistent podcaster or Facebook poster. And then I'm just not. And that really just bothers me. I hate that. But it is just true. It's what happens. And I'm sorry. I think I'm going to have a whole nother year of that. And it sucks. But when depression swallows you up, it's really hard to work. It's hard to do simple things. And I think it's totally natural to be depressed when you're stuck in bed and isolated. So for those of you that experience that, don't add guilt on top of that you think you shouldn't be. I think that's pretty normal. So I'm not entirely sure what is on the docket for Coffee and Pearls. I'm going to keep going. I think I just needed to take a beat to swallow this news before sharing it with everybody. I'm 8 weeks pregnant now. Summer due in September. But now that I've shared it and I've shared it with my family and my friends, I think it's just, we're going to move on. I can still walk. So I'm just going to praise God for every day that I have. I'm going to teach my kids how to clean the bathrooms because I haven't done that before. And that was one of the things that was really missing last time. And I'm just going to try to hold on to my husband and say, let's not get swallowed up by the darkness and stay with each other. Because, we sleep in different rooms, or we did. We were sleeping in different rooms when this happened because I was up so much at night and I would toss and turn and then scream and I kept waking him up. It was terrible. So we both agreed that it'd be better to be in separate rooms. But man, that just really takes a toll on your marriage. Like, there's just something special about going to bed together at night. That I think is important. So I feel like we have a plan. I'm just going to take it day by day. I know you guys are going to be supportive about whatever I do, and you guys are awesome. It doesn't mean that I didn't want more for this group or for this year. But I also just keep telling myself, so it'll be one more year. You know, next year I won't be pregnant or in bed, and I can be a really consistent podcaster then. And, you know, maybe there was just more that God wanted me to say or share to help people who were isolated or in chronic pain or experienced surprise pregnancies or really just have any kind of suffering. Because let's be fair, this is going to be painful for people who struggle with infertility or secondary infertility and would give anything to have another baby. And here they are listening to me feeling bad about my extra baby. You know, that's painful. I totally get how painful that is. My brother's sister is one of those. She would give anything to have another baby. And they're just struggling to figure it out. And so I guess this year is going to be about peace and presence. Just being really present in the moment. And instead of, I think for me, what the thing I'm going to do differently this time is instead of like counting the days and trying to claw my way out of my present situation and looking forward to just being unpregnant or out of bed, I think I'm just going to really give myself over to the time, play more games with kids in bed, read more books, just have different expectations of myself, I think is what I'm going to do. And, you know, I love little Blaze right now. He's, 5 months and he's so smiley and so wonderful and adorable. And, you know, my heart is just bursting with love for him. And so I know that I'll feel that way about the next one. You know, you always feel like that once they come. So it's okay to be grumpy about being pregnant and not happy about pregnancy. That doesn't mean you're going to treat the kids any differently when they come or love them any less. I don't even know if you could. And so, you know, apparently God thinks that we need another Jake with baby and we're going to be obedient in that. And that's what being open to life means. Even if you get pregnant, having sex one time out of 8 months, which seems totally unfair. You know, I just want to be really transparent about all of that with you guys. And I'll just ask you to pray for me, which I'm sure you will. And I'm not really sure what I'm going to talk about for the rest of the year or how often I'll be talking to you, but my hope is to keep it up and to not let myself get kind of swallowed up by darkness and to push through. And God has a plan for all of this and for all of you and for whatever pain you're going through. So cling to Him. Meditate on His pain. It always makes your pain seem less when you really think about Him. And just notice when you've lost your peace, why you've lost your peace, and work hard to get it back. Because He promises you can have it even in the worst storm. And our job is to really believe that and to really trust Him and to really hold on to that rock solid, unshakable peace no matter what's happening around us. Thank you guys for just loving me and being here and being supportive and listening to Coffee and Pearls. Have a blessed day.